when we were just talking about creating intimacy, I had to suddenly recall a moment in yesterday. It was the moment before Stefan dropped his mobile phone into the lake. And I was just reading an email and telling him, you know, Jwala, a friend of mine, just reported that she went with her husband, who was on a digital diet, to Tuscany. And for 5 days, he wasn't using his digital devices. And it so much enhanced the passion between the two. So I feel really that if we want to create intimacy with each other, we also have to know what is standing against it. And although it's so beautiful to be able to record this now with a mobile phone, all this technology is really a threat to our true intimacy. Mm-hmm. You agree?
I agree. I think anything, I'm just thinking that anything can really be a threat to intimacy between two individuals. I think also, until we can really understand, feel, experience that, and choose, really, I think there's also consciously choosing to realize that when we want to fully meet someone else, it's also about being deeply of service to the other person. And for me to fully meet myself, it's about surrendering to, let's say, my feminine essence, if we talk about masculine and feminine polarity, to surrender to my feminine and to be able to offer that as a gift to my masculine essence partner. And through that, really being of service to him. And I do find that a lot of threats often initiate from what I feel have to be my needs or my self-affirmation or what I'm, what I want to accept or not accept. And being able to put limits and boundaries in relationships are important, but to really create connection and true meeting, there really is this part of shifting from what I need to what I would like to serve and be of service to. And it's as if it transcends me completely. And in that sense, there is no negotiation of where my boundaries stop and start, because all of my being is of service to another, and ultimately to this world.
Well, thank you, Emma, because you didn't give away your center to the coffee machine, which was actually what I was talking about before, you know, how we give our center to the phone ringing or the coffee machine doing her thing. It's like, yeah, you really have to know what your higher aspiration is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mobile phone and all. Facebook being your good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.